Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump saying he's going, in a Truth Social post, do whatever it takes to help Pam Evett get elected. Got a ton of emails and texts from you guys last night. Very disappointed with the way that things, you know, maybe turned out in the primary last night. You know, it's interesting, though, if you look at the numbers, and you could take some encouragement from this in our state of South Carolina. Pam Evett was the top vote getter, 28.9%. Alan Wilson was second, 26.1%. But if you look at Ralph Norman and Rahm Reddy, combined, they did 31%. In other words, and Rahm Reddy said this on the show. He said, listen, you know, but basically, Ralph Norman and me, we're splitting up the same vote. So you ended up having Rahm Reddy or Ralph Norman, depending on your perspective, acting as the spoiler. You put their vote together, they're at 31%. And, you'll say Reddy had dropped out. Norman would have come in first. At a minimum, second. He absolutely could have pulled second. So this was one of those weird. So in other words, there is more protest / freedom vote in this state, conservative vote, than there is, for any one individual candidate. It's just we had that vote split three ways, with Nancy Mace taking some of it at 12%, Rahm Reddy at 14.2%, and Ralph Norman at 17.1%. I mean, there was just that split there. And that's what happened. So it just worked out that way. I'll tell you what the shame of it is. And you look at Ralph Norman. I think Ralph Norman, even Rahm Reddy, could have beaten Lindsey Graham. Or at least have him in a runoff. Trump cleared the field so early because he endorsed like a whole, you know, over a year out that like, nobody got in that race. Everybody got in the governor's race because there was no Trump endorsement. Folks, and I got to tell you, Trump has got to stop messing around in state politics. He's got to stop. It is putting liberals in power in this state. And this really started in the last election when he endorsed a whole slate that my theory is I think Lindsey Graham gave it to him. He endorsed a whole slate of candidates that they were all the liberals taking on the conservatives. And then you get what? You get the shocking outcome of guess what? The people you endorsed just put a knife in your back. And said, no, we're going to let the Democrats keep an unconstitutional district, congressional district. We're going to shank you. Well, how did that happen? Well, he went to war with the Freedom Caucus. Why? I don't know. They haven't done anything to him. That was in the last election. He knocked out so many great candidates that we could have right now in the legislature, and it's a shame. And that's why in this election, I fought so hard for the Freedom Caucus, because the dark money was trying to finish them off. Thank God Trump didn't endorse a slate of candidates this time, beyond the governor's race. So I just wish Trump would stay out. Just leave South Carolina alone. Look, the only one I get, I do not blame him. I get why he endorsed Lindsey Graham, and I've said that many times. I don't like it. But Lindsey Graham had the budget chairmanship, and Trump obviously endorsed him because he needed the big, beautiful bill to go through Graham's committee. He knows Graham will shank him if he doesn't get what he wants. So, but, telling us he's going to fight for Pam Evett, again, just please, just leave us alone. Leave us alone. Just let us make our mistakes. Let us make our choices. Texter writes, I'm losing faith in Trump, so weak on the Iran issue and endorsing Pam Evett makes me sick. So says Steven. Well, if you listen to this in the beginning part of the show, there is a lot going right now. A lot. It's just not the big things that are really noticeable right now. Again, we just totally socked it to the Democrats. I mean, we got $70 billion more of funding for ICE and Customs and Border Patrol. They are absolutely funded through the end of the Trump administration. And we didn't have that before they shut down the Department of Homeland Security. So, oops, massive error on their part. Great for us. So you get to be safe, or as safe as you can be, in a post-Biden America, post-open borders America, for 3 more years. That safety is precious to me when I have a child going into that world. We are not worried every day that the ISIS brigade, the Iranian terrorist brigade is going to, just shuffle right across that border with a rocket launcher on their shoulder, because Biden would have let them.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
But he needs to stay out of races he doesn't understand. He needs to let South Carolina decide. Because I'm telling you, there was the vote there for a conservative change candidate. And again, Norman just split it with Reddy. And I really wish one of them had dropped out. Preferably Rahm Reddy. And just let us consolidate that vote so we could have a real runoff. But it didn't happen. And now we have to deal with what we have to deal with. Texter writes, Tara, I would take it one step further. If Trump were able to run again, I would not vote for him. I'm so disappointed in him between Iran, his endorsements in South Carolina, and a few other things. I don't know what happened to him. Well, okay. So as of, Iran, he wants the Abraham Accords to pass. He's worked on it so hard, and he's completely lost sight of all reality. The good news is, it looks like, as of this morning, his post on Truth Social, he's basically saying, again, it's time for Bridge and Power Plant Day. And that his patience has run out. That they should have cut a deal when they had a chance. Let's hope that's true. Because as the New York Post has pointed out in that editorial, what is the number? 38 red lines of his that they have crossed? Yeah. By one count, New York Post writes, he said nearly there 38 times on the deal since he announced that almost all of the points of contention have been agreed to and that a 2-week period should allow the deal to be consummated. Yeah, folks, I don't understand what's going on there. They tried to kill him 3 times. They've come after his daughter. They will hunt any future Republican candidate and try to kill them. We've caught them hacking our state boards of elections in swing states in partnership with the Chinese to try to influence elections. I mean, they've killed 42,000 of their own people. They tried to kill our troops yesterday. This is not going to work. It's not going to work. Texter writes, Tara, I give it 38 days before Graham screws Trump over. Yeah, you know what? I don't think he'll screw Trump over until after the general election. Because if you're looking at the Democrat running against him, Annie Wilson, she's cute. She's very attractive. She's very well-spoken. And he needs us to show up and vote. for him in the general election. I'm not saying that the Democrat has a chance, but if he does something bad, at least before November, he's going to be looking at protest vote. In other words, nobody's going to vote for the Democrat. They'll just won't hit the, pull the lever for him either. So he'll, we look, we're going to have him on a very short chain, at least until November. After that, all bets are off. Another texter writes, I want to know if Alan Wilson's going to work with us. He says he is. He says he will deputize our state agents. So at this point, choice between Wilson and Evett, I can only believe him and hope we can hold his feet to the fire. Texter writes, yes, yeah, I'm here. I'm with you here, too. I wish Ralph Norman to run for U.S. Senator instead of governor. I really think he would have taken Lindsey Graham. We had weak candidates running against Graham and a strong field for governor. Yeah, and again, that's because Trump cleared the field. Another texter writes, yes, this is exactly the Democrats' HR1 election bill. So, Tara, if you're dead, you stay on the voter rolls because you can't remove yourself because you're dead. Yes, that would be the law of the land. It, thank God it only passed the House when Democrats had control. It did not pass the Senate. But folks, what do I tell you? Every day, we are still on a razor's edge. It could go either way. Can you imagine the people who voted for Graham Plattner at 73% running this country? Folks, these aren't even the Democrats of the Biden era.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.